Hearing that from Zeus, the god of the earthquake sped to Scheria, the Phaeacians' island home, and waited there, till the ship came sweeping in, scudding lightly along, and surging close abreast, the earthquake god, with one flat stroke of his hand, struck her to stone, rooted her to the ocean floor, and made for open sea. The Phaeacians aghast, those lords of the long oars, the master mariners, traded startled glances, sudden outcries. Look, who's pinned our swift ship to the sea? Just racing for home. Just hove into plain view. They might well wonder, blind to what had happened, till Alcinous rose and made things all too clear. Oh, no, my father's prophecy years ago. It all comes home to me with a vengeance now. He'd say Poseidon was vexed with us because we escorted all mankind and never came to grief. He said that one day, as a well-built ship of ours sailed home on the misty sea from such a convoy, the gods would crush it, yes, and pile a huge mountain round about our port. So the old king foretold. Now look, it all comes true. Hurry, friends, do as I say, let us all comply. Stop our convoys home for every castaway chancing on our city. As for Poseidon, sacrifice 12 bulls to the god at once, the pick of the herds. Perhaps he'll pity us. Pile no looming mountain ridge around our port. The people, terrified, prepared the bulls at once. So all of Phaeacia's island lords and captains, milling round the altar, lifted prayers to Poseidon, master of the sea. That very moment, great Odysseus woke from sleep on native ground at last. He'd been away for years, but failed to know the land. For the goddess Pallas Athena, Zeus's daughter, showered mist over all, so under cover she might change his appearance head to foot, as she told him every peril he'd meet at home, keep him from being known by wife, townsmen, friends, till the suitors paid the price for all their outrage. And so to the king himself all Ithaca looked strange. The winding beaten paths, the coves where ships can ride, the steep rock face of the cliffs and the tall leafy trees. He sprang to his feet and, scanning his own native country, groaned, slapped his thighs with his flat palms, and Odysseus cried in anguish, "Man of misery, whose land have I lit on now? What are they here, violent, savage, lawless, or friendly to strangers, God-fearing men? Where can I take this heap of treasure now, and where in the world do I wander off myself? If only the trove had stayed among the Phaeacians there, and I had made my way to some other mighty king who would have hosted me well and sent me home. But now I don't know where to stow all this, and I can't leave it here inviting any bandit to rob me blind. So damn those lords and captains, those Phaeacians, not entirely honest or upright, were they? Sweeping me off to this no-man's land, and they swore they'd sail me home to sunny Ithaca. Well, they never kept their word. Zeus of the Suppliants, pay them back. He keeps an eye on the world of men and punishes all transgressors. Come, quickly, I'll inspect my treasure and count it up myself. Did they make off with anything in their ship?" With that he counted up the gorgeous tripods, cauldrons, bars of gold, and the lovely woven robes. Not a stitch was missing from the lot. But still he wept for his native country, trailing down the shore where the wash of sea on shingle ebbs and flows, his homesick heart in turmoil. But now Athena appeared and came toward him. She looked like a young man, a shepherd boy, yet elegant, too, with all the gifts that grace the sons of kings, with a well-cut cloak falling in folds across her shoulders, sandals under her shining feet, a hunting spear in hand. Odysseus, overjoyed at the sight, went up to meet her, joining her now with salutations on the wing. "Greetings, friend! Since you are the first I've come on in this harbour, treat me kindly, no cruelty, please. Save these treasures, save me, too. I pray to you like a god. I fall before your knees and ask your mercy. And tell me this for a fact I need to know. Where on earth am I? What land? Who lives here? Is it one of the sunny islands or some jutting shore of the good green mainland?